Bruce Bishop from ChronicleT.com, back here once again with Tim Alcorn from AM930 WEOL. Tim, how you doing?
I'm doing well. It's great to be back here at Smitty's, of course. So we talked about the fact last week that this is going to be our home for these weekly video productions for at least the regular season. Let's hope we're talking high school football into the month of November. That would mean some playoff teams, but that's a little bit down the road. We know we'll be here through at least week 10 of the regular season.
That sounds good. Well, this week we're starting off with something a little different. Kind of have sort of a sadder start to this, and it has to do with the death of Trooper Kenneth Velez and how it tied into the football game at Amherst.
I know you were over there, Bruce, and first of all, hats off to Amherst Athletic Director Casey Wolf. He handled that night and that whole scenario in such a professional and dignified way. Obviously, the entire Amherst community, aside from the football team, really mourning the loss of Kenny Velez. Of course, Kenny's son, Christian Velez, plays on the Amherst football team, and they came out last Friday night, and as we said, it was such a dignified event as far as what transpired before the game. And boy, if you didn't get a lump in your throat and a tear in your eye as you watched Christian Velez come out of that tunnel holding that flag, that was just amazing. And then Amherst comes out as a football team and more so as a community. They just rally. They hadn't won a football game since 2014. And again, football is such a minor part of this. It is obviously, you put it in its proper perspective, football really doesn't matter. But they rallied, and they find a way to not only just win the game, but really dominate Berea Midpark and win that thing going away. And so for head coach Bill Fishley, who really is trying to build that program, a monumental step forward, not only as far as the win was concerned, but just the way he was able to rally that team and keep everybody together and how they rallied around their teammate, their brother, as they call him, Christian Velez. And certainly, as we said, the game in itself really doesn't mean a whole lot. But obviously, for Amherst, a night that was handled so well and one that they'll remember, unfortunately, for the rest of their lives. But they'll remember that it had a good ending to it as far as Amherst getting that first win of the year.
Well, and when you win like that and you haven't won for so long, I mean, that's a game that's played with love.
Oh, absolutely. They rallied around their teammate, and certainly Kennedy Scagliozzo, I believe is how you pronounce the running back's last name. He had just a phenomenal night running the football, and the entire Amherst football team, and Coach Fishley mentioned, they could feel a presence. They could feel there was something special going on in that stadium last Friday night. And not that you root against another team, but boy, if you weren't rooting for Amherst last Friday night, I don't know when you would be. So again, to the entire Amherst community, not only the football team, but everybody there, you know, we send our thoughts and our condolences, but it certainly was amazing to see them rally last Friday night. And from that football perspective, which we said really doesn't mean a whole lot in the grand scheme, it was good to see them get that first win. They hadn't won a game in a long time. So hats off to Coach Bill Fishley, as we said, Athletic Director Casey Wolf, and everybody over at Amherst for a job well done. It'll be a difficult year. I mean, this doesn't just go away now in week five of the season. They're going to have to work through this throughout the remainder of the football season and really for a long time to come. But at least last Friday night, there was some sort of sense of, hey, you know, something positive was able to come through this.
Absolutely. So we had a couple other dramatic games, a couple other big games last weekend, entirely different reasons, but, you know, everybody else was playing, and how did it play out?
Well, we sat here a week ago, Bruce, and we talked about Avon Midview, and certainly that is now the game, I think, as far as Lorain County rivalry games are concerned. It has just risen to the top as far as the most highly anticipated game, the two great programs. We talked about that last week. What a win for Avon to be down by two scores over at Midview in hostile territory, and yet they found a way to gut that thing out and get the victory. I've talked about the fact I think Mike Elder has really set the standard as far as Lorain County High School football is concerned. I think his program is the program in our area, and right now they're the last team standing as far as any club that hasn't lost a game. They're the only 4-0 team in Lorain County, but they've got a huge offensive line this year, going back to the game on Friday, and that allowed their running back, Mason McLemore, to rush for well over 200 yards. Great win for Avon, for Midview, they still have a great program. One loss does not diminish that. And, of course, many believe, I know Mike Elder said it after the ball game, this may not be the last time we see these two teams meet this year. There very well could be a playoff game between the Middies and the Eagles, and wouldn't we all love that and look forward to that? But great game for Avon last Friday night. And you mentioned a couple other games that certainly jumped to the forefront. Elyria High really took one on the chin last Friday night, Bruce. Yeah, they went down to Medina, and boy, the Bees are just playing some great, great football this year. They've got an athlete by the name of Jimmy Daw that is setting all sorts of records. I was joking with you before we rolled here. Maybe we'll put this up on the Gazette website and the Gazette Facebook page as well, because if you're living in Medina County, you got to go out and watch this kid, Jimmy Daw, play football. He's very special. He tore up Elyria High last week, and so we'll see if the Pioneers can bounce back this week. They've got a big game Friday night against Brunswick. We have that game on WEOL. I know we'll talk about that in a moment, but for Medina, they've got things rolling. They really do.
So, where are we going to be this week?
Well, as far as WEOL is concerned, I mentioned the fact we've got Elyria High and Brunswick, and you know, it's tough, Bruce, when you're going into a Week 5 game, it's tough to put a must-win label on a football game, but I think for Elyria High, they have to win this game. They flat out, they've got to win this football game. If they drop to 2-3, and the second half of their schedule is really tough, they're in a real, real competitive league. So I think for Elyria High, they've got to win on Friday night. It looks like they'll have Chris Atkinson back, who, of course, is one of the top backs in the Lorain County area. He did get back on the field against Medina. I know Pioneer head coach Kevin Fell would love to see him back at full strength on Friday night against Brunswick, but that's our radio game, and it should be a real good one. And I think Elyria plays with their back to the wall. They've got to win that game. WEOL.com stream, too. This might be the game in the area. 2-3-1 teams going at it, with Columbia taking on Black River. Black River appears to be back to their old pirate ways, per se, under their longtime head coach, Al Young. But Jason Ward and the Columbia Raiders go over to Black River with a record of 3-1. Their outstanding sophomore running back, Brandon Coleman, he rushed for over 200 yards last week. So this should be a really, really good game, a huge showdown game. And that's our WEOL.com Stream 2 game. So we'll have that one on the mobile site and on the website. And then WEOL.com Stream 3, our Medina County matchup. We talked about this great Medina team and what they're doing early on as far as this year is concerned. On Friday night, they're going to Strongsville to take on the Mustangs. So that'll be our Stream 3 game on WEOL.com. So I think we've got three great games coming up on Friday night.
It'll be a fun weekend,
oh, no doubt.
All right, listen, we've got that hat.
Oh, the Smitty's hat. The Smitty's hat.
That's, I'm going to invent a new segment here.
Oh.
It's going to be, let me think of the name. It's going to be. Honor of all this incredible talent that we've got. These kids are, as you said, I think last week, you wonder what they feed these kids. let's talk about Lorain County football alum who's not doing so bad for himself.
Well, it's great to talk about kids that have gone on from Lorain County and are doing well at the next level. And boy, if you're a college football fan, you may have heard about the performance that former Keystone star C.J. Conrad had for the Kentucky Wildcats last Saturday afternoon. I had the pleasure of watching C.J. play and calling his games when he was over at Keystone. Of course, he won the Golden Helmet Award a couple of years ago. And for the Kentucky Wildcats this past Saturday, CJ had a big afternoon catching the football. He had three touchdowns. He's only a sophomore. This kid is very, very special. He comes from a great family, Mike and Lois Conrad, his parents, big-time athletes in the family. His sister, Kenzie Conrad, was a phenomenal softball player, went on to play at Coastal Carolina. His younger brother, Austin, is now at OU, starring for the Ohio Bobcats. So it's a great sports family, and CJ really did Lorain County proud last Saturday with his performance for Kentucky. It was just lights out. It really was. Congratulations to CJ. Great game.
All right, so I don't know that we'll do this segment every week.
Well, what's the invented segment? Tim puts the hat on segment.
It was an idea for the segment. You need to just figure out exactly what that is.
Okay.
All right, hopefully next week we'll do this in one take instead of the two. too, that it took us this week since.
Yes, it's been great to sit here at Smitty's for an hour and a half while Bruce tried to figure out how to turn the camera on.
Exactly.
I'm working with a real pro here, folks.
Very important that you hit that little tiny red button to make it all come on.
You turn the camera on, I'll talk. This shouldn't take any time, really.
All right. We'll be back at it next week. Hopefully it'll be done in one take, and life will be nice.
Absolutely. Thanks, Bruce.
All right, buddy. See you later.